This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
If you love Newt Zone, then love Fletcher's World, one of the awesome regular shows on ORFM. Listen as Fletcher brings you music, chat, and segments like you've never heard before. Kia ora everyone and welcome to Fletcher's World Season 5, one of Youth Zone's awesome regular shows. My name's Fletcher Tilliard and I'm a Year 12 student at John McGlashan College. I love bringing my show Fletcher's World to you, and now you can catch my show fortnightly on Fridays at 4:30pm live on ORFM, or you can download my podcast and listen to it whenever you feel like it. This week we start again with our awesome music segment, Fletcher's Mixtape, where I choose a song, I then unpack it a little, and then we listen to the song. I've asked my resident podcaster Jack Divers for his music choice for this week, and he's picked a very iconic song from the 80s, so stay tuned. And then we have my exciting guest segment, The Rusty Report, with Jack, who's a Year 13 student here at McGlashan. Today me and Jack are focusing on the formal, as Jack went there last weekend. I will then be moving on to my highlights package, the football's fan segment, where I will have a quick look at some football highlights over the last 2 weeks as per usual. And my final segment will be Dunedin Drift, which is a fab one for locals or tourists or both, with some suggestions for cool Dunedin hangouts. Last time I talked about the beautiful Dunedin Botanic Gardens, but what will it be this week? I wonder. And now for my 13th exciting show for 2025, let's get into it. Welcome back to Fletcher's Mixtape for another year. This is where I choose a song, I do some research on the background of the song, and then we unpack it a bit before listening to the song. For this week's mixtape, I'm pulling out a track that is, without doubt, one of the greatest formal songs of all time. It's a song that can instantly turn a quiet corner of the dance floor into a full-on party. That's right, I'm talking of course about the one and only Whitney Houston with her 1987 smash hit, I Want to Dance with Somebody. You'd be hard-pressed to find a formal dance anywhere in the world where this song isn't on the playlist. From the moment that iconic synth line kicks in, you can feel the energy in the room shift. It's pure, unadulterated joy. It's the sound of a good time. But let's talk about the song a little more. Writers George Merrill and Shannon Rubicam had already penned Whitney's first big hit, How Will I Know. They wrote I Want to Dance with Somebody with a similar upbeat energy in mind. But originally, they were thinking of something with a more country pop sound. Can you believe it? It was producer narrator Michael Walden who completely transformed the track. He said that the demo sounded a bit raw, rough, and kind of country, and he knew he needed to be a dance floor anthem. So he put on his ghetto hat and his dance club hat and added those massive synth lines, the funky bass, and those unforgettable hand claps that give the song its signature groove. And then, of course, there's Whitney herself. While the music is pure party, listen to the lyrics and you'll hear something a bit deeper. The song isn't just about wanting to dance, it's about a deep-seated loneliness. Clock strikes upon the hour, the sun begins to fade, still enough time to figure out and how to chase my blues away. The song is a beautiful contradiction, a euphoric and happy-sounding song that comes from a piece of longing. The writer himself said it was about that restless feeling of twilight, of being single, and wanting to find that dance of life with somebody. The recording process itself was legendary. Producer narrator Michael Walden had a unique approach. He'd have Whitney record the fireworks of the song first, the final chorus and the ad-libs. When she was fresh and full of energy, he said he wanted to capture the church and the spirit of her voice right away. And that's exactly what you hear in every powerful note. Is that raw and vibrant emotion that made the song a global smash, winning her a Grammy and solidifying her status as a pop superstar. It's been over 35 years since the song first came out, but it hasn't aged a day. It captures a universal feeling and delivers it with a beat that you just can't sit still for. So next time when you're at a formal and the DJ drops this track, remember to hit the floor. It's a rite of passage. And now, without further ado, here's Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody. We'll be right back. What a track. It's one of those songs that just never gets old and is guaranteed to get a crowd moving. Did you enjoy that, Jack?
Yes.
Whether you're heading into a formal this year or just reminiscing about the one you went to, I Want to Dance with Somebody is the perfect soundtrack. And that's all for Fletcher's mixtape for this week. I'll catch you next time with another deep dive into a classic tune. Alright, welcome into the Rustic Report with Jack Divers. Today we're still keeping our focus out of the countryside and using the spot to talk about a very seasonal topic, a subject that has been occupying a lot of senior rangatahi's thoughts recently. That's right, it's that time of the year again. It's time to buy some uncomfortable shoes and a suitable dress that you might only wear once, spray on that tan, slap on that makeup, apply those hair products and glue on those nails. It's time for the school formal. The best night of your life, or ridiculous hype? Let's find out with Jack Divers. Kia ora, Jack.
Kia ora, Fletcher.
So, Jack, you recently went to the John McGlashan College formal, is that right?
It's early August.
Where was it held, Jack?
Museum.
The Otago Museum. That's a fantastic venue. But you know, they set up a dance floor and tables for an amazing dinner. Which year groups can attend the formal, Jack?
Yeah, 13s and 12s.
So that's ages 16 to 18 approximately. So around 300 students, including you, include all of your guests. But how'd they fit them all in for a sit-down meal?
He turns upstairs.
And everyone shares the dance floor, right?
Yes.
Was there a live band or a DJ belting out the tunes?
DJ.
Oh, cool. But did you have a boogie on the dance floor?
No, I can't dance.
Oh, Jack, everybody can dance. Just some better than others.
Too what?
And what did you have for dinner at the formal? I'm sure they bought a lot of tasty treats.
Sure did.
What were the choices?
Chicken and lamb.
Well, what did you choose, Jack?
Chicken.
And what did it come with?
Carrot salad, and spots.
Yum. And dessert. You can't get dessert. Did you get some sweet treats there?
Yes.
What did you have?
Cheesecake.
Yum. Yeah. I love cheesecake. But what did you wear for the night, Jack?
Suit.
Suit? Well, very dapper. What colour was the suit that you wore, Jack?
Black.
It all sounds like an amazing night to remember. But what about the downsides? Most schools have very tight rules about behaviour at formals, and unofficial after parties are strictly banned, so there's no trouble. But there's still all of the expense. Tickets often range in prices from $100 to $300, but that's just the start of it. Once you factor in the cost of a suit or a dress, flowers, hairdressers, and makeup and transport, you could be looking at up to $1,000. Is it worth it?
Yes. Different.
I think most people would agree with you, Jack. Today, most rangatahi would view going through years 12 and 13 without formal is unthinkable.
Gotta do it.
Sounds fab, Jack. I bet you looked very handsome and had a great time anyway. Thanks for chatting with me today.
Fish, fish it.
Okay, until the next show. Bye, Jack.
Bye, fish it.
And now for my next segment, the football fans. Alright then, here we go with some of the football highlights over the last few weeks. Arsenal have finally signed a striker as they have signed Victor Gyökeres for a fee of £63.5 million. Heung-min Song has announced that he will be leaving Tottenham as he has signed for Los Angeles FC. Chelsea have signed defender Jarrell Hutto for a fee of £37 million. Man United are expected a formal offer to try and sign Benjamin Sesko from RB Leipzig. Liverpool's offer of £100 million, That's right, £100 million to try and sign Alexander Isak has been rejected by Newcastle as he comes back to train with the Magpies. Look, Everton have agreed a deal to sign Kieran Dewsbury-Hall from Chelsea for a fee of £28 million and are also trying to sign Tyler Dibling from Southampton, while Chelsea continue their hunt to sign Alexander Simons and Alejandro Garnacho, and Arsenal continue their talks to sign Eberechi Eze, as Crystal Palace are determined not to let him leave for less than a fee that could reach up to £67.5 million. And Benjamin Sesko has agreed the deal to join Man United, as the Red Devils are closing in on a deal to sign the striker from RZ Leipzig. Stay tuned for more football news on our next show. And now for another exciting instalment of Dunedin Drift, where I'll be taking a quick look at some cool spots to check out in and around Dunedin. Today we're focusing on a place of real beauty here in Aotearoa, the Otago Peninsula. This long, finger-like stretch of land, formed by an extinct volcano, is a treasure trove of wildlife and stunning scenery. Just a short drive from the city centre, you'll feel like you've entered another world. The peninsula is a nature lover's paradise. At the very tip is Tairoa Head, the only mainland breeding colony of northern royal albatross in the world. These incredible birds have a wingspan of up to 3 metres and spend most of their lives at sea. Seeing them glide effortlessly on the wind is a truly humbling experience. You can also spot other native species here, including little blue penguins, the rare New Zealand sea lion, and fur seals. Fun fact, the little blue penguins, or korora, are the smallest penguin species in the world, and they came ashore at dusk to nest. While the wildlife is a huge draw, the peninsula's unique history is just as captivating. Pukekura, or Tairoa Head, was once a significant fortified pa for Māori, and later it was a coastal defence post fortified against a potential Russian invasion in the late 1800s. And you can still see the remains of these Russian military fortifications today. And of course, we can't talk about the peninsula without mentioning Larnach Castle. This Gothic Revival mansion was built by William Larnach, a prominent politician, for his first wife, Eliza. It took over 200 workmen in 3 years to build the shell, and master craftsmen a further 12 years to complete the elaborate interior. It's said to be one of New Zealand's most haunted buildings, with tales of a restless spirit, with some believing it's William Larnach himself who met a tragic end. The castle and its beautiful gardens are open to the public, offering a glimpse into the lavish Victorian era. Join us again on Dunedin Drift, where we uncover the stories behind the places that make our city special. Stay tuned for my next instalment, but where will I go off to explore next? Well, that's my third team show on Fletcher's World for 2025. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. First up today, I had another request from Jack for Fletcher's mixtape, as he chose I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston, and then we went on to the Rusty Report. But this week we focused on the formal, as Jack went there a few weeks ago, and for my football fan segment, I looked over on the football news over the last few weeks, and finally for Dunedin Drift, I focused on the iconic and beautiful Otago Peninsula. I look forward to seeing you next time on Fletcher's World. Ka kite ono, and I'll see you later. Bye!
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.